Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
Show.
They got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prisons. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Nah, my nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. This is a real nigga celebration. This is a Don Black declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla wafers. This is the remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the great pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. No, he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platform to explain it. He frustrated, so he get faded. Like deep down inside, he know you can't fail. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparation. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. Some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Love.
Spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies 3-on-1, got DP, but I ain't dropped. Trip on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they broke on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage, playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm, mama playing spades, catching papers. Grandma said I get some Jordan for my grades, that's my baby. When she died, my heart broke 100 ways. I spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lot of shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setback for major comeback, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do it on with lip, K dot here better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. Without flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4 y'all living, giving to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands with bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Am. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we move. Dedication.
If it ain't congratulating, it look like hate. If it ain't congratulating, it look like what
it say.
Hold up.
La. This ain't entertainment, it's four niggas on a slave ship. These songs just the spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement. I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lockers behind gates but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga. That's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a life jacket. Couple meals for the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back, so it's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave with some white crackers. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 and Reebok classics. Read a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have it. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication.
Y'all must admit, brothers and sisters, that we've lost our name, lost our religion, lost our culture, lost our God, our folkways, our mores, and our norms. And many of us, by the way we act, we have even lost our minds. A people that become so extremely wrapped up to the point of imbalance in any discipline, any study, any endeavor, anything that could improve us and even elevate us, and again, do not have that balance, it can destroy us. Some of us have given up. You don't have to confess to me. I'm not a priest. But some of us have given up. Some of us have given up. And because we have given up, we've shot our minds out in the sky, out in space. Help is going to come from out in space. Somebody's going to come and kill the white man. In fact, one teacher out there said they're already here. They've already arrived from somewhere out there in the galaxy. Look, black man. You first, black woman as well, because you must pass this on to our babies. We both must pass it on to our babies. But as you breathe of your inspiration into that life that you take into your bosom and feed from the essence of which the Almighty, wise God and Creator has blessed you with, you must hear this as well. But come on, black man, ain't no damn body gonna come and free us from outer space. You can say I'm not spiritual enough. You can stand up here and hit on the warriors. Or you can stand anywhere and hit on those who are going into war and even say to some degree we can't beat this white man. You've given up. You've been here so long until you've given up.
We're coming to you live from WRBG. Special speaker for you. He's up and coming artist. He's one of the new leaders and starting trends. Hold on one moment.
Hey, team, they ready for you, bro? Yeah, they ready. Everybody in there.
Attention,
and all soldiers come gather formation. My African warriors to my thugs and gangsters. It's time to fight hard cause our life is in danger. Stop practicing on each other and get the ones that's a gangster. It's time to link up and form one big army. Unite all of our numbers, get them people up off us. This whole thing designed to get you broke or you locked up. But we gon' tear it down because this world belongs to us. I say circulate the black dollar, keep the black dollar black. We were taught by master not to have each other back. Now we linking with each other, help each other stack, stack. Black pride, one nation, strong and black. That's what's them. See that job that you seek, it ain't all that it seems. They tryna really let your black Wall Street dreams. You gon' make it all happen like a king and a queen. But when you rep the culture, it ain't hard as it seems. We gon' march like Martin by the window like X. We gon' free our people by enemies next. Queen Omega showed us that we're royalty. And garments like the bread and bars are both to set us free. When I say
fucking step,
to the hood, they want you to sell dope, kill and rob for your food, but they ain't bring no jobs, so people dying for the food. It's Operation Us, and we gon' operate on us.
When I say march, you say step, rep and come to the dealt. You can see past they lies, you got knowledge yourself. Use a king, use a queen, to your people, use a savior. If you don't know your culture, come and let me activate ya.
Talk to him, Dr. Clark.
He called for the unity and the redemption of the African world.
Salute them, Honorable Marcus
Garvey. We were not ready to listen then.
They might not have been ready then.
There's wonder whether we are ready.
Ain't no doubt about it.
To listen.
We ready, baby.
Now.
Let's go. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Flag fly high. Woo! Flag fly high. Flag fly high. With the side, the flag fly high.
Colors forever, Garvey would never die. On my 90, the throne ready, let's take a ride. Tax won't fix me and don't choose a side. This is the path for the warriors. Seldom travel, yet still vainglorious. Black power represents us. Do we the rolling with Africa or against us? Red, black.
The hope has sustained us for many years and has led us to suffer the administration of a corrupt government. At the dawn of the 20th century, this hope led us to formulate a civil rights movement and the belief that the government would eventually fulfill its promise to black people. We did not recognize, however, that any attempts to complete the promise of the 18th century revolution and the framework of a 20th century government, economy, and society was doomed to failure. The descendants of that small company of original settlers of this land are not among the common people of today. They have become a small ruling class in control of a worldwide economic system. The Constitution set up by their ancestors to serve the people no longer serves the people, for the people have changed. The people of the 18th century have become the ruling circle of the 20th century, and the people of the 20th century are the descendants of the slaves and the dispossessed of the 18th century. The Constitution set up to serve the people of the 18th century now serves the ruling circle of the 20th century. And the people of today stand wanting for a foundation for their own life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. The civil rights movement has not produced this foundation, and it cannot produce this foundation because of the nature of the United States society and economy. The vision of the civil rights movement is to achieve goals which have been altered by 200 years of change. Thus, the civil rights movement and similar movements have produced no foundation for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They have produced humiliating programs of welfare and unemployment compensation, programs with sufficient form to deceive the people, but with insufficient substance to change the fundamental distribution of power and resources in this country. Moreover, while the movements attempt to get minorities into the system, we note that the government continues this pattern of practice which contradicts its democratic rhetoric. We recognize now that we see history repeating itself, but on an international as well as a national scale. The relentless drive for profit led this nation to colonize, oppress, and exploit its minorities. This profit drive took this nation from democratic capitalism and underdevelopment to bureaucratic capitalism and overdevelopment. Now we see that this small ruling circle continues this profit drive by oppressing and exploiting the people of the world. Throughout the world, the proletariat is crushed so that the profits of the American industry can continue to flow. Throughout the world, the freedom struggle of oppressed people are opposed by this government because they are a threat to the bureaucratic capitalism of the United States of America. We gather here to let it be known at home and abroad that a nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness has in its maturity become an imperialistic power dedicated to death, oppression, and the pursuit of profit. We will not be deceived by so many of our fellow men. We will not be blinded by small changes in form which lack any change in substance of the imperialist expansion. Our suffering has been too long. Our sacrifices have been too great. And our human dignity is too strong for us to be prudent any longer. The Black Panther Party calls for freedom and power to determine our destiny. The Black Panther Party calls for full employment for all our people. The Black Panther Party calls for an end to the capitalistic exploitation of our community. The Black Panther Party calls for decent housing for all people. The Black Panther Party calls for an educational system that will tell us the true facts about this decadent society. The Black Panther Party calls for exemption from the military service. The Black Panther Party calls for an end to police brutality. The Black Panther Party calls for freedom for all political prisoners and prisoners of war. The Black Panther Party calls for trials by members of our peer when we're brought to the court, and justice. The Black Panther Party calls for a United Nations plebiscite to determine the will of black people as to their national destiny. Black people and oppressed people in general have lost faith in leaders of America, in the government of America, and the very structure of the American government, that is the Constitution, its legal foundation. This loss of faith is based upon the overwhelming evidence that this government will not live according to the Constitution because the Constitution is not designed for its people. For this reason, we assemble a constitutional convention to consider rational and positive alternatives. Alternatives which will place the emphasis on the common man. Alternatives which will bring about a new economic system in which the rewards as well as the work will be equally shared by all people. A socialist framework. Alternatives which will guarantee that within the socialist framework, all groups will be adequately represented in decision-making and administration which affect their lives. Alternatives which would guarantee that all men will obtain their full manhood rights, that they will be able to live, be free, and seek out those goals which will give them respect and dignity while permitting the same privileges for every other man, regardless of his condition or status. The sacredness of man and of the human spirit requires that human dignity and integrity ought to always be respected by every other man. We will sell for nothing less, or at this point in history, anything less is but a living death. It is a fact that we will get change. We will transform the society. It is up to the oppressor to decide whether this will be a peaceful thing or... We will use whatever means that is effective, regardless of the consequence, because it is our conclusion and our principle that a slave who dies a natural death will not balance two dead flies on the scales of eternity. We will have our manhood, even if we have to level the face of the earth. And I step again. So I would like to say that we are one tonight. Let us be one in the future. Power to all of the people.
Black power. Black power. Power to all of them. Black power. Late, great, powerful ancestor, Dr. E.P. Newton. You live here tonight on New Black Panther Party Radio. We're interrupting your daily broadcast of lies and ethnic cleansing and genocide. Call in right now, 718-664-6398. Press the number 1 to go live here tonight on this broadcast, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. All up in your ear under our national chairwoman, under our national chairwoman. Sister Krista Muhammad, live with your host tonight, Brother Katib Sadiq, National Chief of Staff, here on day 434 of this broadcast, and we just keep on going tonight. We have to discuss the topic of Black Revolution, real topic on solidarity. I mean, let's get down to the reality of what that really means, and the legacy of Freedom Fighters. Black Revolution, solidarity, and the legacy of Freedom Fighters. Many of us claim solidarity and claim that we are aligning ourselves with freedom fighters, but don't know the first thing about solidarity. Too much backstabbing. We're going to get down to all of that here tonight on New Black Panther Party Radio. And as everybody knows by now it's never been a more important time to join the New Black Panther Party. With ever-increasing warfare on our people, what else would you rather do? Would you rather be a cotton picker nigga or freedom fighter? The choice is ours, of course. We have the choice to decide our role in this present-day society. We must have self-determination, Kuji Chagalia, and we must get on the front line now at this time. Join the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Visit our national website, nbpp.org. If that's you, now is the time to get on the front line. And to everybody listening here tonight, it's even more important that we support the freedom fighters. I mean, damn, Black people. Why would we not support those who support us? Send a donation through Cash App to the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. $BlackPowerDollar on Cash App. That's something you could do, but we can do way more, right, by participating in our own liberation. So now we have to really look into all the situations that surround us, and now for 433 days, we have been exposing the lies and wicked propaganda of the white man, and we have been exposing some of the most wicked crimes against black people in this nation. And unfortunately, you know, we were taking losses, family. It's a tragedy everywhere that we look. We never get a break from this country, from the lies and the propaganda and the genocide and ethnic cleansing. We don't ever get a break, family. That's why we can't come on here cutting no corners. We continue to wrap our arms around and show love to and continue to support the father of our beautiful young Panther Cub, Sanaa Amenhotep, our national field marshal, Brother Sharif Amenhotep. We continue to live in this ongoing nightmare as this young queen has been murdered. This shit makes no sense. It is so brutal. It is so sad. It's heart-wrenching. And too many of us on the outside looking in when it is happening right here. It's happening to our family. Some of us need to get our head out of our asses and take a good look around us. And what you're going to find is there is not one place in this country that we're not facing oppression on every scale, on every level. Family, we are such a beautiful people. That is fact. We are the original people of the earth. We have such a great legacy. We're just amazing people. Look at our strength and our resilience and all of that, right? But we live in a day where we face this brutal white man, and we face this white man's punk-ass house niggas. And the white man and his house niggas, could you back in? The white man and his house niggas, they have been relentless in trying to stop the rise of the black nation. Tonight, family, we have to tell the truth on what is black revolution. We got to talk truth on what is solidarity. I mean, not that punk ass talk, let's all love everybody because we all got black BDUs on. So let's all just be one happy kumbaya family. That's not how it works. Too many backstabbing, shoo-shooing, behind the door, back talking, under the table talking, slandering, scandaling, and defaming going on. That's what's happening if we want to tell the truth on solidarity. And we must begin. As those who want to call ourselves freedom fighters, we better understand the legacy of freedom fighting and how long that we've been fighting this oppressive nation. All of these go hand in hand with black revolution. There is no talk about black revolution if we don't talk about solidarity. In fact, if we don't talk about unity, in fact, when we learn and have been continuously learning every day from the evidence that is shown to us by our own people, all of us cannot be trusted. And some of us don't want to hear that because we claim that we love, 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 but some of us are loving the people back to sleep. Some of us are weak in the way that we are approaching the issues that we face as a black nation. If it's not the masses of black people, what about the few that stand out from the masses? Not because of how much money they have, not because of what material they have, but because of the heart that they have, family. What about the few that stand out from the masses of people? Don't we know that we have always been the people who have believed in the unification of the African world, and we've always believed in unity and coming together? Don't we know, family, that it is only recently, within the last 200 or some odd years, no longer than that, that we have been going back and forth with one another, and it is not our nature to do that. But in fact, it is the nature of our enemy to make us unnatural and to make us go back and forth. And we have a fratricidal war between our own kith and kin, our own blood and bone. We are also seeing this in the ranks of the freedom fighters, so-called. I have to say, so-called, right? Because we live in a time where, because of social media, everybody is a freedom fighter, so-called, you know? But who is really taking out the time to properly educate oneself? Who is really taking out the time to do the research and properly educate on who's in the landscape? We learn in the art of war that there are principles to war. We have to understand the terrain. Have we viewed the terrain? Because if you have, brother, sister, comrade, if you have, then you would know about the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad, coming out of the founding chapter in Dallas, Texas in 1989. You would not have to ask. You would already know. But again, that is if you understand the principles of war, because we are in a war. We are in war, and we are having tactics of warfare used against us. So if we call ourselves revolutionaries, we've got to understand the terrain. And when you look at the terrain, when you make a bird's eye view of the terrain, what do you see, comrade? You see the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. You see those who we ally ourselves with, again, not because of what they have materially, no, family, but because of their heart, their bravery, their loyalty. Ah, shit, loyalty. That's another strong point of concern. Loyalty, in many ways, whether you want to admit it or not, loyalty, in many ways, is being able to tell the truth to yourself. If you do not have trust in yourself to deal with yourself, if you still walking around here with a BDU on and a Christmas tree in December, if you still walking around here saying you're a revolutionary, you are a lesbian, if you're walking around here claiming to be a African center freedom fighter and you are gay, then you are absolutely not working toward revolution for yourself. Therefore, you have no loyalty to the truth and the honor in your African-centered nature. Therefore, you will be more of a detriment to the people than a help. I'm sorry, family, but not really, because we got to tell a damn truth. We cannot honestly believe that solidarity means to align ourselves with those who seriously and honestly do not want to help Black people. And then to make it even worse, to align ourselves with those who slander and scandal the good name of our national chairwoman and the new Black Panther Party and this platform and the people to an end. There's going to be some back breaking and some trees shaking. These niggas are going to step aside or sit down. You're going to roll with us and get rolled on. There is no middle ground for the liberation of Black people. And us being the vanguards of Black people, we will accept no middle ground. We're not going to accept disrespect. So we will make it very clear about the disrespect. We don't have solidarity without the respect for those OG revolutionary gangsters, revolutionary veterans who have been doing this. There is no solidarity. There is no solidarity that way. If someone says something, I mean, we're the new Black Panther Party, family. We're not hard to find. Hell, you come on here every night, and here we are. On time, every night, like we never left, right? Like we never left. You don't have to look for us. We are not hiding. We are not an underground movement. We ain't going to go underground because the white man can get out of here. The work must be done above ground where the fight and the plight is. We are not hiding behind the podium. We are not hiding behind anything. We sure the hell ain't hiding behind our guns. Hell, it's the total opposite. We use that for the self-defense and the liberation of Black people. We are not hiding behind a camera, hiding behind social media. I say that to say that we are not hard to find. I know myself, the chairwoman, and many of our national officers are very prevalent on social media. We get inquiries all the time about straight bullshit. We will be honest. Some folks is a little schizo, you know, and they send all kind of crazy inquiries. This happens all the time. We have people who have serious issues who sent inquiries, right? Why are there not more inquiries on the rumors and scandals and lies that are propagated about this platform? Why, instead of passing the lies and the scandals and the rumor and the nonsense and things that have been proven
untrue and have been said by Negroes who have been proven to be coons, house niggas, a danger to the black community? How do they continue to permeate in the black community if it's not for snakes, if it's not for black snakes who seek to try to defame the good name of our leaders in this platform? Again, it comes to an end. We will not even begin to have a conversation on solidarity, and we sit here and having disrespect on those who have sacrificed so much for our liberation and our salvation and continue to sacrifice today. I said it a few days ago. I don't look at battle fatigue the same anymore. I don't give no damn excuse anymore, because too many have sacrificed and continue to sacrifice. We cannot take this easy, family. We cannot lay down and just take the disrespect. And we won't. And we won't. So before we can even whisper about solidarity, niggas have to stop running their damn mouths. It has to end. And you cannot call somebody your comrade, first of all, or say that you respect. We so tired of the fakeness, God damn, or the ass kissing. You cannot call somebody your comrade and you sit in a room with others and let them disrespect your comrade. I wish somebody would turn the whole damn room over and then call my comrade and say, hey, comrade, I just had to turn this whole room over because niggas was talking shit. That's loyalty and solidarity. Solidarity starts in your formation, whatever hell formation you in. That's where the solidarity starts. There should be repercussion, disciplinary action taken on anybody from formation who goes and slanders the name of our good revolutionary leaders who have proven time and time again, who have been locked up, been shot, been tamed, been beaten, been held up and get held up in the damn airports in the damn trying to travel across the world to bring liberation to black people, getting held up in the airports and harassed and fondled and molested by the damn TSA, like constantly happened with our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. It constantly we see with our national officials. Why? Specifically, we talk about our chairwoman. Why? Because here in the new Black Panther Party, we stand for our comrades. So before you can even think for one second that you're going to just come around and directly attack the sister, you have to get through all of us. And that's not going to happen. See, there is a code to this. There is a code of honor. We should honor those who fight for us. That's solidarity. Solidarity starts in your damn formation. Why should there be passes given? Why is there seem to be so much ego and sexism? Because niggas ain't revolutionary. That's it. They say they revolutionary, but they ain't revolutionary. You see, like they wear black BDU, but niggas ain't revolutionary. And this lack of political education is the basis of it. You don't just put on no damn Panther button and don't, have any training, and then all of a sudden, you super Panther. It don't work like that. There are people who are willing to go through the process. We have a 90-day probationary period where political education is mandatory. We read books. We listen to, I know personally, I have listened within, since we have done this show, thousands of hours of audio to prepare for the political education on this broadcast. And I've learned way more than before we did this broadcast every night. Hell, learning is a privilege. It is a great thing for some of us. And guess what? Since we are here in the hells of North America and they have all this great wicked technology, all you got to do, you got a big supercomputer in the palm of your hand. There is no reason for us to be walking around here all willy-nilly talking about black power, and we cannot define black power. We cannot develop black power. And as much as we stick our chest and our breast out, many of us are chump-hearted and we ain't going to defend no. It's got to be said, family. if we are calling ourselves revolutionary, and before we can ever have a talk about solidarity, it must be nipped in the bud. Anytime some Negro who just came around the corner yesterday, who just got out of the diapers yesterday, who just put his or her toes in a damn pool yesterday, who just opened their eyes yesterday, goes and starts to scandalize and slander the great revolutionaries of today, the great new Black Panther Party revolutionaries of today, they should have disciplinary action taken against them, because they wouldn't be dealt with, and it is not dealt with in this formation. Hell no. So this is a message. We're talking about solidarity, but we're not going to have no weak-ass talk. Oh, we just all love each other. No, we love Black people. We give everybody a fair shake. But when it comes out that niggas are going around spreading lies and rumors about us, then yes, we're going to come hard line and put it to a dead stop, because it must be done. Everybody's so goddamn emotional when everything that's in front of us is clear as day. Hell, it doesn't even take emotion to see what's happening to us. So many people talk about, why can't we all get together and have one Black United Front? We do have a Black United Front. You just feel like that because you're not in it. And you're not in it because you don't want to be in it, because you're a scandalizer and a liar. You don't want to be in it. It has to stop. The sexism has to stop. I'm tired of you niggas and all of this damn misogynist bullshit. Y'all need y'all asses kicked, man, because it makes no sense. You were born from a woman and you disrespect a woman. Just a foolish nigga. This is across the board. Why all these niggas got their panties in a bunch, got their thongs in a bunch? Why are they all so jealous? I think it's because Sister Crystal's a Black woman. I think it's because you niggas are so weak and your insecurity is so strong that you would rather watch people be misled by niggas who have proven to be wicked and subversive, who have proven to be treasonous and dangerous, than to see a Black woman with and along with her on the side and all around her great Black men and Black women who are willing to sacrifice for the liberation of Black people. Some of you niggas would rather see the whole nation fall to the damn ground just so as long as your sexism, just as long as your misogyny is stroked. I only know one solution to deal with niggas like that, but just, you know, on a different level, maybe a little self-education, maybe a little self-knowledge, self-worth, but some of us are too far gone for that. Some of us are too stuck in our ways for that. Black men, you got to be kidding us. You got to be kidding us. You talk about how it's a new day and how the world has changed and how we're in a better place, but we still got niggas going around here today beating up on Black women. Yes, we do. And if that's you, you know it's you. We do not respect that. We cannot respect that. And if you don't do it physically, you find some low-down way to do it. How do we even begin to talk about solidarity without discussing the sexiness and the misogynist behavior? Because it exists and it is alive. And how you have solidarity with just a Black man? Some of you niggas is too comfortable around only Black men and make me think you punks. That's what it makes me think. But that's just my personal opinion, goddamn it. Scared of a Black woman, a scary ass nigga. I tell you what, boy, it just never gets old with this. We're not going to have no false-ass, phony-ass fucking Disney conversation about solidarity. Before we can even sit at the table with some of you and talk about solidarity, you have to clean up the nigga mess. We don't want to be surrounded by the nigga mess. We don't want to have nothing to do with the nigga mess. It does not get us anywhere. When we look at the legacy of freedom fighting, you don't just see only Black men. You don't just see only Black women. You see the whole of the nation. You see the meiotic balance, Black man and Black woman fighting for the liberation of black people, fighting for the liberation of a nation. Long before this 200 or something, or I would even say 220 so years that we've been in this mental condition, we always believed in fighting with one another. We've always believed in putting the woman where she belongs first, goddammit. Some of you niggas just cannot accept the fact, but just let it go. Just let it go. Because quickly, as our nation grows and we become more and more politically educated, you're going to find yourself in a dangerous position. And you continue to be disrespectful to our black women, you'll find yourself in a dangerous position. Same thing when it comes to the legacy of freedom fighters. Every single time that the masses of a people of a nation have come up against their oppressor, one of the first things that they do is they go for the coon. They go for the house nigga, because no nation is unaware of the fact that it is not always, it is not, excuse me, just the nation that is oppressing them, that is keeping them from advancing. No. In fact, it is the traitors. In fact, it is the race traitors. In fact, it is the niggas, Negroes, Uncle Tom's and Uncle Thomasina's, who sit in the damn house of the white man, thinking and hoping and wishing and waiting for a little pat on the head. I want to be the white man's nigga. I want to be a nigga. The legacy of freedom fighting shows us that it is through the balance of the black man and black woman. It is through the protection and the honest, truthful, real development of the African child that we have had great nations and great civilizations throughout time. Nowhere in hell are we going to be talking about how great Kemet was, how great Nubia was. And here we live here in America today, and we ain't got none of that going on. It's almost unnecessary at this point. Let's zero in on what's happening today. There's a global virus that's been released on black people. There is constant murder going on in this country, and it's happening from the pigs, and it's happening from the crack of vigilante. And much of it is coming from our hands, just black on black, which is an extension of white on black. That's all it is. Everybody knows the things that are happening. But who is actually willing to stand up and defend and develop and stand up and deal with the things that are happening? Only the freedom fighters. So goddammit, there needs to be some respect due. Throughout history, we have seen that we've always respected our warriors. We've always respected our warriors. But when we have and now that we have been fed this mental diet of bullshit, of loving the enemy, loving white Jesus, loving a good, happy, faggot white time, now we find ourselves disrespecting the warriors, saying the warriors are too extreme and that they're racist. Nigga, you cannot be a racist. Cut it out. Some of us are too damn soft. And to be completely honest about it, and even to be scientific about it for a second, the reason why we get so upset when we hear the truth is because we've been lied to for too goddamn long. It's like somebody, you know, getting a skin graft, or you ain't been in a sunlight for a long time, and somebody exposed the sun to you gonna damn near go blind because you haven't seen it in so long. That's how it feels when you've been in the bed all your damn life. And somebody pulls the damn blanket off and pulls the damn shades back, and now you can see very clearly what is going on, metaphorically. That is how it is. We know that the truth hurts, but goddammit, it should. Hell, the cracker hurts too. Shit, it beats the hell out of us. Hell, it hurts to see our people in this condition. But it doesn't hurt so much that we start to cry about it, and then we forget about actually mentally healing ourselves from the mental side, that we just say, oh, it's okay, oh, poor people, and then everybody just goes back to sleep, one big happy sleep ass family. Hell no. It is time for us to elevate. It is not time for those who have elevated to de-escalate. That means that those who need to or feel like they should, you're gonna have to come up to the level of black nationalism. You're gonna have to come up to the level of freedom fighting. We're not going to come down to the level of niggotry. We're not going to go backwards. So we give this message, this topic, this broadcast again to everybody listening all over the world. In fact, we know that you have something to say. For those listening right now who's called in, press the number one, call in right now, 718-664-6398, New Black Panther Party Radio, or the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, with our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. Tonight, we discuss on day 434, we talk about Black Revolution, and we cannot talk about Black Revolution if we don't talk about solidarity. And in what way, family? Solidarity in its honest form. When it's honest, we respect solidarity when people are honest, when people are 100, not 50, not 60, not 99. We respect solidarity when it is clear that the work that is being done by whoever it is being done by is a work that is being done humbly. It's not a work that is being done to try to say, look at me, look at me. God damn, that has to stop too. It's not about that. Everybody's on a damn ego trip. I think we must need to be reminded of something. Yes, there was a time, and yes, there is still exists today, that we are the rightful, natural owners of all the land that circumnavigates the globe. But let's be real. As it is now, under the contracts of this damn government, we don't own shit. Not a goddamn stretch of land. Because we have to fight to get it back. It's ours. But we have to fight to take it back. That is even our demand. So what sense does it make? It is no different than we talk about the Crip Street Tribe or the Blood Street Tribe. One group of brothers fight over 10th, 11th, and 12th Street, and another group of brothers and sisters fight over 13th, 14th, and 15th Street. All of them on the same damn block. All of them go to the same school. All of them have the same social interactions and even probably share family members and bloodline. But they fight between one another based on a territory that none of these Negroes own, that none of us own, and our parents didn't even own it, right? They send in these wicked politicians. They pull off their wicked politics. They kill our babies on these streets. What's the difference between that and you have one claiming to be revolutionary group saying that this is their state or their place in the game, and another revolutionary group saying that? It ain't no different. It is the whole of the people who are in this condition. Not some of us. Even the house nigga that sits deep inside the house knows he's a house nigga. Don't get it twisted. That's why he's in the house, because he's too afraid to come out, because you know what's going to happen to him. Damn, family. As revolutionaries, there's too much damn work to be done, and we can only surmise that somebody who thinks with that mentality, to have a gang or street tribe mentality in the militant movement, only people that think with that mentality are those that are up to no good. Why would you not want help? That's a good question. That's a good question. It really is. Why would you not want assistance? Is it because you are making backdoor deals with white people? We wonder. Excuse me. Is it because you are an integrationalist claiming to be a black nationalist? That could be the case. Or is it just because you're so wicked that even when there's work to be done, you would not do the work? Or if you couldn't do the work, have others participate in the work because of your hatred and jealousy and envy that really stems from your own self-conscious, self-pity, and insecurity. Damn, family. I mean, can we really talk about solidarity without talking about the nature of black people, which is to be together, but the beatings that we took that have made us unnatural into the thinking processes that we have today, where we are not incapable but unwilling to use critical thinking, where we are not incapable but unwilling to use common goddamn sense. See, these are the things that we don't really like to talk about. Because, see, when you expose the crimes that have happened to us and then begin to expose the effects that those crimes have caused, that forces the criminal to happen, to accountability to have to be on the criminal, and then it forces for that who the crime has been committed on to take accountability for those effects and to deal with the trauma. And this is why it's always sounding so weak everywhere you go but here. It always sounds so weak. And everybody just wants to hear somebody quote out of a bunch of books. Nigga, we ain't got no notes for this show. We telling you what we see and trying to inspire our people to do better. Everybody's so goddamn sorry. We wouldn't have to be sorry if we didn't do sorry shit. For real. I mean, we wouldn't have to be sorry. We should just do better. We know better. We should just do better. Family, we have got to get out of this condition. When left alone, we are the greatest war machines. We are the greatest architects. We are the greatest builders. And we are the greatest in general. But since we have been for the small amount of time, but very significant amount of time that we have been in this condition, we have been out of our mind. So we have serious work to do. Everybody listening on this line has to know a thing or two about Black Revolution. Everybody on this line has to know a thing or two about solidarity and the legacy of freedom fighting. We want to hear from you tonight on the People's Broadcast. Call in right now, 718-664-6398. Press the number one. Visit our national website to join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. I tell you, family, as we put together this broadcast, we talk about Black Revolution. We want to get to our callers. It's never been, you know, a more important time that we understand this. So let's open up the line for our callers. We have a caller calling in. Looks like 337. Looks like Lafayette. Black Power, who's on the line? Can you hear us? You live on New Black Panther Party Radio. Black Power 337. You live on New Black Panther Party Radio. What's the word? Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. 337, you live on New Black Panther Party Radio. Can you hear us? All right, 337. Going once, going twice, getting back to the program. All right, family. Now listen. And still everybody have a chance to press the number one. I know we're very fired up, but in fact, we are fired up. We are fired up because we realize the nature, we realize the urgency of the situation that we are in. Now, we got to be honest. I mean, this is the only way we know to go. It's the only way. No family should have to live with the tragedy that Sanaa's family is having to live. I mean, we're her family too, right? We're talking about her immediate family. No family should have to feel this trauma. But time and time again, this is the case. This is the fact. What is it that brings an end to this, family? It's not what we're thinking. What is it that brings an end to this madness, this genocide, this I've been calling it a civil war in our generation, a death culture that has been passed on to us through the movies and music and entertainment and different forms of menticide. Where does it all stop? How does it stop? Well, the work is on the freedom fighter. The whole of the work is on Black people, is on the masses of Black people. But we have that little something, that special something, and that's a knowledge of self, political education. That's why it's so important that we have political education, because you'll confuse the people more than you'll help the people. You know what the hell you're talking about or doing. We're so quick to judge one another. We're so hard on one another, so brutal with one another. But these goddamn crackers, we go easy on them. All the hell that we catch, we kill one another. We won't even lift a finger on our enemy, even when being attacked. See, that's the difference. We don't go out attacking these folks. They come for us. They hunt us down, follow us, draw down on us, and murder us. And this culture of bloodshed and war and just the whole generation that is taught to devalue and to continue to devalue yourself down to where you feel as though you have no value. Why are our young brothers so confused? Because they don't have in their minds, they don't have a place to apply whatever their natural skill is. So many talented young African people here in this country who are not given the tools to develop themselves. They are not giving a mold or somewhere to put themselves in, some motif, somewhere to put themselves into. And it's on us. It's on us. Since that's the case, the white man has his trap set up, and our young brothers and sisters end up walking right into them. Because what is there stopping them? See, this is the conversation we need to be having with ourselves as freedom fighters. Some of you niggas just want to join a revolutionary movement so you can get some pussy. That's the truth. It's the truth. Some of us just want to join, you know what I'm saying, so we can just say that we're revolutionary. But what about our young people who are being showed that the more and more you expose yourself, the more and more you allow for yourself to be exploited, the more and more you allow for yourself to look like a fool, you know, it's become uncool to be intelligent. Huh? It's become cool to be a dumbass, a Negro. And look at the way that they propagate us, family. Look at the way that they show us all over the world. It's not just America that watches this shit. It's the whole world. So then others come here who look like us, who may not have the same experience in this nation that we have, who may not speak the same language that we have, and they maybe have a prerequisite mentality about us based on the propaganda. But what do we think about us? See, that's the thing. We keep allowing for other people to control the narrative and draw the narrative. We can't keep doing this and going around and around with this government while they are continuous to push lies and lie on us, the revolutionaries, to try to get you to turn from us and lie on our leaders to try to get you to turn from us. Those who stand tried and true, who have not turned heel, who have not let one person's wrongdoing run them away from the work of the people. Where do the people go when they become former Panthers? Is there some former Panther rest home? I'm so done. Where do you go? Do you disappear? Do you stop being black? Come on, family. Because somebody said something that hurt your feelings. Get out your damn feelings. Because you know, somebody said something that was really hard, and it they said it really tough and cursed. Come on. White man call you a nigga, school you out of your money, cut your hours, spit that in your face, tell your children they ain't shit, send them on their merry way. It's all wrapped up in this mess, and we're so damn sensitive to one another because we don't talk enough truth. We don't talk enough truth to power to one another. And that is the reason why it is so difficult for us to take it when it's coming our way from us. We have to be the ones to tell our children these horrible truths instead of leaving it on the goddamn white man to do. Family, there is no species on the planet that depends on another for their survival. So that alone should make us seriously think about what it means to be in solidarity. And what it means when we say, what is the legacy of the freedom fighter? It is the power of the people into self-determination. So we do not continue to allow for these people to determine what happens with us. Word is there's an oil shortage, fuel shortage in the South. We knew that was coming. We say it all the time. We keep on telling our black people, we're constantly on the backs of our black people, that we have to have our own. Don't think you're safe because you're in one place and, you know, See, these little nuances, these little stories that they tell on the Jews, see, that is only a piece. That is only a part of a larger scope of the fall of America. We live in the fall of America. Well, Black Revolution has never been more important. We live in the fall of America where solidarity cannot just be some fucking card game, cannot just be some talk, because in solidarity is respect too. So you can't say you respect somebody but then defame somebody. You can't say you respect somebody but then spread rumors about somebody. You can't say you respect somebody, hear something disrespectful about that person, not reach out directly to that person, and then say you sorry. That's not how it works. See, these are codes and of ethics that we're going to have to really start to take on to. Because, see, this sets up a Black nation. And this, we have the prerequisite for self-governance. And if we are serious about nationhood, then this shouldn't even be an argument on if these things are necessary or not. If anything, the conversation should be, how do we get involved and where do we sign up? You do that at nbpp.org. How do we get involved? Well, it starts with us taking the time to develop a knowledge of self, for self and for the next generation. We cannot continue to believe that some, you know, new legislation or some crackpot politician going to come and give some kind of justice to Black people. This is not going to happen. See, again, if we look at the legacy of freedom fighting, see, When nations have revolutionary success, there was no vote. They didn't vote. When nations have revolutionary success, let's do an example. Let's look at the Kikuyu or the Mau Mau in Kenya and how the Kikuyu people came up and formed the Mau Mau, and they whipped this cracker so bad that the cracker had declared a state of emergency, not just in Kenya, but all the way in Britain. The white boy was so afraid, but he wouldn't have been afraid if his stinking ass wasn't there. But in fact, he was, and he is. The people of that day didn't pray about it, say, oh, Jesus, Jesus, please come save me, Jesus. No. They band together. They got some machetes. They got some rifles, and they ran the enemy out screaming and damn yelling. Sure, he came back, but guess how he was allowed to come back? Some house nigga Kenyans let him back in. Sure, the Chinese were kicked out of Zimbabwe at one point. Then guess what happened? Some house nigga Zimbabwe let them back in. We have ran this cracker caucus cave beast time and time again, many times, back into the mountain. Some niggas let them back out. We revolted and continue to revolt, but specifically the Stoner Rebellion and different rebellions of that nature, the Nat Turner Rebellion and Denmark Vesey and different rebellions of that nature and the Maroons and different rebellions of that time, where the cracker was scared shitless, really beginning to understand. But then some old house nigga who loved a white man told the plans of the revolution and the revolts. It doesn't matter where we look at. There's always some house nigga that is standing by idly waiting for his or her opportunity to try to stifle the legacy of freedom fighting. It has not been fruitful for them. It has not been successful. But more and more, we see every day how the fall of America is even making them having to expose their house niggas more. They will find 8 Negroes within 8 minutes, and every minute they will put a new Negro on the TV that you never heard of, and they will use them, try to prop them up to make you believe that there is somebody who cares about you. And here we have a whole militia of brave Black men and women of the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. And they won't even, you know, they won't even come our way, right? It shows us the clear difference between saying civil rights. Sure, you can have civil rights. Who are you going to get civil rights from? The white man ain't civil, doesn't have an iota of a civility in his wicked bones. Is not civil and cannot be civil. Doesn't know how to be civil. White man, you want to believe. Because the only way that we get human rights is from us. Recognizing where we come from, recognizing that we are the original. We get human rights from a knowledge of self. Now, we're going to get some recompense on the violation against our nation, but you can't talk human rights to inhumane people who are trying to make the world inhumane. That means that the only thing that we are left with is what? Revolution. And if we talk about revolution and we talk about the legacy of freedom fighting, we absolutely will be remiss not to talk about reparations. And we really don't want to talk about it no more. It is a demand. It will be met. And for those who have this PDP, black folks going to give all their money back to the cracker, who gives a goddamn? We don't give a damn what you think America won't do. We are making the demand. This cracker's going to do what we say. And the amount that we say, when we say, because that is the demand. And that is the mentality of a warrior. Because we are not playing with the enemy. Never have been. And we're not going to ease up today. So, black man, black woman, don't let reparations be turned into a conversation on, do you think that America will do it? America doesn't have a fucking choice. America doesn't have a choice. See, there's a thin line of calmness that is barely existing in this nation right now. Can you feel it? There is a thin line. That line is about to be broken come September when these damn unemployment checks stop. We said it. They don't want to give stimulus anymore. They don't want to stick a carrot out in front of the people on the goddamn treadmill. There is a thin line of civility in this nation right now. Who are they most worried and looking at for the taking back of their human rights and their dignity and the taking back of their nationhood? That would be us, family. They have been so focused on us that in the last few years, they have even began to advance the COINTELPRO program, moving it from counterintelligence pro program to black identity extremists, as if that's a crime. And it is not. It's just not. But again, if we allow for them to frame the narrative, then they'll do so. When we look at the legacy of freedom fighters, not only do you find that the oppressed people of that nation, no matter if it's Cuba, no matter if it's Kenya, no matter if it's Uganda, no matter what nation, no matter if it's Brazil, no matter what nation, no matter if it's Jamaica, every nation who have had some type of revolutionary action to get their freedom or get their nationhood at least, right? Their sovereignty at least. Then we know that not only did they have to deal with the house nigga, but they also had to deal with the information systems. They had to deal with the propaganda, because that's what breeds the damn house nigga. Enough about how necessary it is that we stop lying to this generation. Something is seriously wrong with us. Honestly, now here it is, and everybody's talking about all this new technology and Teslas and iPhones, but you still giving the same Stone Age cracker bullshit to the children. The same shit. The same Christmas shit. I don't even know what month it is. What is it, May? I don't know what the next damn holiday is, but we know that a good majority of these niggas will be teaching their children to celebrate it, and they'll be celebrating. This is ridiculous, family. It has to be brought to a stop. We can only say these things with just doing our duty, We have a duty to contribute to the education of others and ourselves. That's what we're doing. We're only carrying out what we're supposed to be doing. But we can't account for if people are going to actually do these things. We just can't. But at the same time, it would be wise if you really understood that a message comes with a warning. The message is Black Revolution is solidarity. And solidarity is not what you say. It's what you do. Solidarity is how we are. Solidarity is natural for us. But solidarity is not backstabbing. It's not spreading rumors that are untrue. And not only the fact that the shit is untrue, but the source of the information that these lies and scandals come from is like, it's like going into, you want to get your mom a gift for Mother's Day, you go on the toilet and dig up a piece of shit and dress it up and paint it with nail polish and give it to your mom with a bow on it. It's still shit. It's not a gift. That's how messed up some of us in the head are. See, because there's an envy in us that comes from being on a plantation and, you know, having your family being murdered all around you everywhere you look. And then here come the cracker plantation owner, and they come and they say, oh, okay, we're going to split y'all up. We're going to put one over here in the big house. One of them going to go over there. But she see you, you're going to be a field nigga. You know, you're going to go back to the field, nigga. You know. And you looking at the other niggas in the house like, man, they must have it good, man. I hate these niggas. And the niggas in the house looking at you like, shit, I'm glad I'm not in the field. It's an envy that we have for one another. You know, Dr. Joy LaRue talks about the fact how when we see Black people coming up, for whatever that's worth, but when we see Black people getting into a sense of financial security, you know, we'll say, a Black man get a house, Black woman get a house, and say, oh, we know they can't afford that shit anyway. You know, they'll get evicted within the next 3 weeks. And she says, the doctor, she says that she believes through her research that it comes from us being separated so much that we are so afraid of being separated from one another that we will even hate on ourselves just to make the other person feel bad about advancing to a certain position. And that does not mean that, you know, leave the people in the dust, you know what I'm saying, and say, oh, when I get enough money, I'm going to come back and help the freedom fighters. I'm going to come back and help my community. Why don't you help the damn community now? A lot of people say that, but how many of them really do it? We believe it more brave that those who don't even have much to give take from the little that they have to give, put it with the little that the next brother or sister have to give, and they create a cooperative economic system, and then they provide for the people as opposed to saying, I'm going to go get this bag, and when I get the bag, I'm going to bring the bag back. No, because that does not happen. It usually does not happen. See, we cannot talk about solidarity without getting past the silly nigga shit. It doesn't even make any sense to have the conversation if we can't deal with the nigga shit around us. The legacy of freedom fighting is strong. It is strong. We've had many great freedom fighters, many great warriors and warrior scholars and master teachers, but they're gone, family. It's on us now. We're not about to, we love our ancestors, but we here with us. It's on us. We should not be waiting on a second coming of anybody. We do not hold one of our ancestors over the other ancestors. Some of us even go that low. Some of us will even go that low. We will even argue about which ancestor had the better teaching of that one. That's what we're talking about. Have y'all ever noticed, family, just sidebar, but it's to the same beat. Have y'all ever noticed that when you look at white celebrities like musicians, Elvis and all these crackers, these singers, right? When you ever notice that white folks, you know, when some new guy comes to look like Elvis, they don't call that the new Elvis. They call a cracker what the cracker name is. But you see, we can have a great Black, you know, artist, and somebody will come along, and we don't even notice it. We'll say, oh, that's the new such and such. That's the new Malcolm. That's the new Martin. You know why we do that? Because we don't support our greats enough when they are here. So we always looking for the second coming. We allow for those who are not even in our cultures to deculturate and to spit on our cultures, make fun of our cultures and our ancestors. And they are not checked. There are black film directors who are openly exposing sickly, not in a good way, child molestation on primetime TV with little boys. Why do we support the wicked nature and the wicked conditions that we are in? Because we are not working for personal self-development, a knowledge of self. This is an issue that's only going to be solved through our own individual work. It will make it better on the collective family. It will make it better on the diaspora family. But we cannot sit here and have a conversation on Black Revolution, solidarity, and the legacy of freedom fighting if we are not willing to address the sickness that is rife. It's in our communities. The masses of the people. We love all of our people. But it can't be so much so that we're not able to be honest. That's not love. That's an abusive fucking relationship. Stop. Stop patting the people on the head when they're wrong. Sometimes people may not even know they're wrong. But yes, you can be right and you can be wrong. There's not one solution. There's many different solutions. It's no cookie cutter thing. Nothing's just going to get fixed overnight. But at the same time, it is the effort that we put in. The effort that we put in is going to show and prove. There's no way of getting around it. If we're willing to put in the time to take out the time to develop a knowledge of self, if we are willing to put in the time to take out the time to try to put in work with the youth of this generation that they will come up out of this Civil War mentality, and we're able to put in the time for development, for definition, and for total defining of a black nation, then we get what it is that we fight for. But if we continue to accept the things that we consider fact, although they are built off of lies and a false reality, then again, we'll continue to do this. But we can say from our mouth, we can speak for ourselves in a new Black Panther Party. That will not happen on our watch. And nobody who is honest about the Black Revolution, who is honest about the work of solidarity, and who respects the legacy of the Freedom Fighters, we can say, and we can look at those great people who we work with and say it wouldn't happen on their watch. But again, we can only speak for ourselves. So for everybody that's listening tonight, let us, even when we go away from this broadcast, let's take a real deep look into what revolution is, and then let's take a look to what Black Revolution is. Let's really look at solidarity and loyalty and respect and being humble so that it's not just some words, and so that, when you up in somebody's face, it's, oh, I respect you, I love you, brother, I love you, sister, but then when you go behind their back, you talking about them like a damn dog. And we can't even talk about the legacy of the Freedom Fighter if we are not willing to continue the work that has already been laid out. Every time you tune in here, we're going to tell the truth. All of our topics seem to all merge into one anyway, but we breaking this thing down so that we can understand it, so that there's no confusion on where we stand when it comes to solidarity. You must be 100 or don't come to the table at all. It's as simple as that. Visit our national website, mbpp.org. Call in right now. Press the number 1-718-664-6398. Let's hear from our callers on the line. We got a 469 caller calling out of the 469 area code. You live on New Black Panther Party Radio. Can you hear me? Whoa, Brother Leo, is that you? Black Power, Brother Leo, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, brother. Can you hear me?
Oh, Black Power, Black Power. Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Yes, sir. Brother, you have the floor.
I just wanted to call in and give props to the continuation of this radio station, despite what was going on within the movement. The radio station kept going on, and, you know, just got to give props when, you know, credit is due. But, yeah, you were spot on today. I mean, we just got to come together as a unit. You know, there is a lot of black revolutionaries out there. There's so many different formations. It's just you've got to just do the work. Instead of talking about it, just do the work. That's pretty much it.
Well, Brother Leo, being very modest, brother, this is a brother who doesn't really say much, but is constantly doing the work, you know what I'm saying, doing the Pan-African build. And then you'll be joining us tomorrow night, as we discussed earlier, brother, to give a full report on the work that you're doing on your Pan-African build that you're doing in Africa. You know, so we'll hear more from Brother Leo tomorrow night. But yes, the brother is very humble, and we have many great comrades who don't talk very much, but are continuously doing the work for the liberation of our people. And we really appreciate you, Brother Leo.
Black Power, Black Power.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Black Power. You know, and I tell you what, family, we have some great comrades. I got to say it. You know what I mean? Hey, I got to toot our horn. Well, you know, we have some great comrades. We have some of the bravest, boldest black men and black women. Yes, yes. We are very passionate when we discuss how we must be. Yes, there is a standard and a principle to how things must be done. So, yes, we're very passionate about that. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, you take it the right way or the wrong way. At this point, it doesn't really matter as long as you get it, as long as you got it. You heard it, move on, you know? But seriously, family, I mean, if we are serious about the work that must be done, we have to really look into who we are associating ourselves with. That's right. You have to really look into that man or that woman's eyes sometime and ask questions that matter. You know, how do you feel about the liberation of black people? How do you feel about the sexism and the misogyny that we continue to see in the black community on both sides? How do you feel about the fratricidal war that's happening in our youth? And black man, what do you expect to do about it? Black woman, what do you expect to do about it? See, those are questions that we don't need to be asking. You know what I'm saying? We just start getting busy on that level. But if we're joining a organization, you know, we definitely should ask those questions. But family, even in a personal relationship, right? If we're talking about the God of self-development, even in a personal relationship, we should be asking questions that pertain to revolution, because how many of those you're going to mess around with that can't match your frequency before you get tired of the bullshit just in general, right? Right. So you might as well start off on the good foot. Let's really look and pay very close attention to what is happening around us, to the lies that they tell, but don't believe them. Just look for the things that they ain't saying. We wouldn't have a shortage of fuel. We wouldn't have a shortage of men and women. We wouldn't have the hell that we catch if we had our own nation. We are not proverbial. In fact, we are a nation. And we do have a flag. And we do have a military. And we do have the capability to do for ourselves. But we have to admit it. And we have to go for it. So it's no time for us to be doubtful, or for us to be pessimistic, or for us to be starting shit, or for us to be messy. Some of us are too damn old for this. Seriously. It's only time now for revolution. So we will not accept anything less than the total respect and 100% solid character of those who claim that they want to be in solidarity with the New Black Panther Party. You're going to have to come correct, because I'm telling you, you cannot be no sly nigga, because it's going to come out. Why even start with that? Why even start with that? the things that we experienced in South Carolina, you know, the beautiful people that we were able to meet, we were able to now, we are able now to call our comrades. These experiences will always be with us. But the pain and the trauma that Sister Salima and Brother Sharif and her aunties and her uncles and her sisters and her brothers and her family, Sana'a family, have to experience, that shit doesn't pass. You know? It doesn't just subside and go away. No. See, we're going to have to be the ones there to remind our family how magnificent of a light and a life Sana'a is. How wonderful and beautiful Sana'a is. How special, how much she is worth to the Black nation today. It doesn't change anything for us, but it will lift the spirits. And when there is physical work that must be put in, shame on a nigga who will not get on the ground or won't even send others to assist when there is serious work to be done, especially when it involves our children. See, these are the type of niggas we cannot be in solidarity with. No matter how much we beg and we plead, and some of us, we're going to beg and plead. It doesn't matter. Our actions speak, you know, far beyond anything that we can say. Because talk is cheap when reparations is on the table. Because we talking about, you know, zillions of dollars. Land, mines, oil, diamonds. So you know your talk ain't worth nothing. It's cheap. We have to look at this family. We have to look at everything that is on the table. We cannot have some subversive, pessimistic mentality of what it means to be free, right? Or we cannot have some fairy tale, romanticized ideology of what it means to be a Black Panther. We must hold these things so true to us. And it is not just something in the manual, that it is not just something on a piece of paper, that it becomes what it should be, and that is the continuation of the legacy of Freedom Fighter. We want to say to all of our listeners, we want you to join us tomorrow night. We'll have on our Black Power brother, Brother Eugene Toffa, the New African, the New African Network. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be back on our Pan-African thing on Thursday, right back at you. You know what I'm saying? It just, you know, we have to get back in the groove. But we ain't really never got out of it. You know what I'm saying? But, of course, we're going to be back into the rhythm. We'll have Brother Eugene on this Thursday. We'll hear from Brother Leo again tomorrow, and he'll be giving a strong report on everything that's been going on his end on the Pan-African work that he's been doing. We want to thank everybody for listening in here tonight. Of course, instinctively, those who've seen the propaganda for this broadcast, who have been tuning into these broadcasts, you know that we always try to base our topic on great works, you know, great things that are happening. And of course, solidarity and the legacy of Freedom Fighter has never been more important, you know. But many of us, you know, our first time ever hearing the word revolution may have been Brother Malcolm X's "What Is Black Revolution?" You know, hell, our first time ever hearing, you know, the goddamn white man or a Black man speak so strongly about our enemy may have been Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad. So, of course, we will hear "What Is Black Revolution" by Malcolm X before we end this broadcast. But it's not over, family. We have plenty of time left in this broadcast. Press the number one. We want to bring you into this show. Let's hear out of New Jersey from Brother Greg, our national minister of culture. Black Power, brother. Can you hear me?
Black Power, I can hear you loud and clear. Another
yes,
great
sir.
Show
yes,
is
yes,
all
brother.
Another great show. Just to chime in real quick. Great show, and working on a few people, special guests that's going to be calling in. I know all of you guys remember our man Clemson Brown from Tap Videos. And he has the whole...
Sit down for a minute, girl.
He has... Wait one second, Sanaa. She's trying to get on the phone. He has the entire roster going back decades of our great ancestors who transitioned on, and many of them that are here now. And he and I have been in talks, and we're working on bringing some great, you know, special guests, you know, on. Just want to share that, and also just share that, you know, tomorrow we're going to be, well, actually, I believe it's tomorrow. We're going to be down in Newark with our brother Sharif and a couple of brothers from the Nation of Islam, you know, giving a good speech, talking about the violence that goes on here. I'll definitely keep everyone posted on that, you know, on Friday's broadcast, because tomorrow's going to be definitely going to be a great broadcast with our brother Eugene. But, you know, just wanted to bring that update to you. Just be keeping your ears out. We're going to have a lot of great special guests, you know, coming in, you know, on the show, you know, very soon. Black Power.
Black Power, Brother Greg. And to everybody listening, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is what we're dealing with, man. This reality is not a story. It's very real. It's very real, you know, and everybody, you know, has work to do, right? I mean, your first things first, you know, protect all Black Nation property, you know, I mean, we have orders, general orders. We have local objectives. Everybody should be doing something. Do we really have to ask what to do? Can we really not just look around us and see what needs to be done? Is the trauma not great enough yet for us? What more do we have to feel? How much pain do we have to take? We ask this to our family. How much trauma do we have to take? How many times do we have to lose loved ones to realize how necessary it is that we are freedom fighters, that we raise our children to be freedom fighters? This is what we mean by Black Revolution, because to be honest, Black Revolution is going to start with you and how you have chosen to deal with the trauma. Have you chosen to lay down and just take it? Have you chosen to just be belittled and just sit there? Or have you chosen to rise yourself up? Have you chosen to gain the knowledge of self? Have you chosen to align yourselves with the activists in your community and to push yourself into becoming a freedom fighter? All these things are key. I want to thank Brother Leo, Brother Greg for calling in. We see that we have plenty of people on the line pressing number one. You know what I'm saying? We still have more time. You know, we want to allow for people to get a chance to participate in this broadcast tonight, as it is every night. But yes, tomorrow will be a powerful broadcast. And of course, anytime you call into this radio show, it doesn't make a difference. We're always going to tell you the truth like it is. Lest we not forget that the vaccine does not cure or treat any goddamn viruses. Never have, never will. Don't take that white man's vaccine and find yourself puffing up and bubbling up and having your body, different parts of your body grow to grotesque sizes and even death, and having mercury and formaldehyde pumped into your veins and have a nanobot pumped into your vein. Don't you take that white man vaccine. Use the natural healing remedies and solutions to boost our immune system that we talked about, and we know. After almost 500 days, I mean, we know that you have ordered the Paxlovid. We know you have. We know that you went to Dr. Eileen's website like 200 shows ago, right? And went to www.drspeltthewholeway.com and ordered the Paxlovid. So we ain't even going to go there because we know you did it. We know you ordered the low-dose interferon that actually works to help as a solution to prevent the virus from ever multiplying. It is a solution to the COVID-19 of the many solutions that we've given, right? And us staying the hell away from our enemy. That'll do it too, right? Having going for self and having an entrepreneurial mentality to develop our own business and get off the plantations with these nasty, stinking-ass cave bitches and cavemen. That helps too, right? It's all love, family. It's Black Power and Black Love. It's the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense.
you know, and everything that we've been saying tonight, you can go back and listen to it again. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can view them or you can hear them, any of that you missed. Or if you wanted to download this broadcast, you can do it by going to blogtalkradio.com/The New Black Panther Party. You can also listen to this broadcast online from that very same link. Join the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, mbpp.org. Send a Cash App our way. Send that good black dollar this way. Support those who support you, the Freedom Fighters, Vanguard of the Black Nation. You can send it through Cash App, $, Black Power Dollar, as we take this broadcast out. Let us, you know, be taken out by one of our greatest ancestors, revolutionary mastermind, the great Elhaj Malik Shabazz, Brother Malcolm X. What is Black Revolution? We love you, family. Black Power.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to have just an off-the-cuff chat between you and me, us. We want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand. We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed, that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is us. We're her problem. The only reason she has a problem is she doesn't want us here. And every time you look at yourself, be you black, brown, red, or yellow, a so-called Negro, you represent a person who poses such a serious problem for America because you're not wanted. Once you face this as a fact, then you can start plotting a course that will make you appear intelligent instead of unintelligent. What you and I need to do is learn to forget our differences. When we come together, we don't come together as Baptists or Methodists. You don't catch hell because you're a Baptist, and you don't catch hell because you're a Methodist. You don't catch hell because you're a Methodist or a Baptist. You don't catch hell because you're a Democrat or a Republican. You don't catch hell because you're a Mason or an Elk. And you sure don't catch hell because you're an American, because if you was an American, you wouldn't catch no hell. You catch hell because you're a black man. You catch hell, all of us catch hell for the same reason. So we are all black people, so-called Negroes, second-class citizens, ex-slaves. You're nothing but an ex-slave. You don't like to be told that. But what else are you? You are ex-slave. You didn't come here on the Mayflower. You came here in a slave ship, in chains, like a horse or a cow or a chicken. And you were brought here by the people who came here on the Mayflower. You were brought here by the so-called pilgrims or founding fathers. They were the ones who brought you here. We have a common enemy. We have this in common. We have a common oppressor, a common exploiter, and a common discriminator. So once we all realize that we have this common enemy, then we unite on the basis of what we have in common. And what we have foremost in common is that enemy, the white man. He's an enemy to all of us. I know some of you all think that some of them aren't enemies. Time will tell. In Bandung, back in, I think, 1954, was the first unity meeting in centuries of black people. And once you study what happened at the Bandung Conference and the results of the Bandung Conference, it actually serves as a model for the same procedure you and I can use to get our problems solved. At Bandung, all the nations came together. They were dark nations from Africa and Asia. Some of them were Buddhists. Some of them were Muslim. Some of them were Christian. Some of them were Confucianists. Some were atheists. Despite their religious differences, they came together. Some were communists. Some were socialists. Some were capitalists. Despite their economic and political differences, they came together. All of them were black, brown, red, or yellow. The number one thing that was not allowed to attend the Bandung Conference was the white man. He couldn't come. Once they excluded the white man, they found that they could get together. Once they kept him out, everybody else fell right in and fell in line. This is the thing that you and I have to understand. And these people who came together didn't have nuclear weapons. They didn't have jet planes. They didn't have all of the heavy armaments that the white man has. But they had unity. They were able to submerge their little petty differences and agree on one thing, that though one African came from Kenya and was being colonized by the Englishmen, and another African came from the Congo and was being colonized by the Belgian, and another African came from Guinea and was being colonized by the French, and another came from Angola and was being colonized by the Portuguese. When they came to the Bandung Conference, they looked at the Portuguese and at the Frenchmen and at the Englishmen and at the other Dutchmen and learn or realize that the one thing that all of them had in common, they were all from Europe. They were all Europeans, blonde, blue-eyed, and white-skinned. They began to recognize who their enemy was. The same man that was colonizing our people in Kenya was colonizing our people in the Congo. The same one in the Congo was colonizing our people in South Africa and in southern Rhodesia and in Burma and in India and in Afghanistan and in Pakistan. They realized all over the world where a dark man was being oppressed, he was being oppressed by the white man. Where the dark man was being exploited, he was being exploited by the white man. So they got together under this basis, that they had a common enemy. And when you and I here in Detroit and in Michigan and in America, who have been awakened today, look around us, we too realize here in America, we all have a common enemy. Whether he's in Georgia or Michigan, whether he's in California or New York, he's the same man. Blue eyes and blonde hair and pale skin. Same man. So what we have to do is what they did. They agreed to stop quarreling among themselves. Any little spat that they had, they'd settle it among themselves. Go into a huddle. Don't let the enemy know that you got a disagreement. Instead of us airing our differences in public, we have to realize we're all the same family. And when you have a family squabble, you don't get out on the sidewalk. If you do, everybody calls you uncouth, unrefined, uncivilized, savage. If you don't make it at home, you settle it at home. You get in the closet, argue it out behind closed doors. And then when you come out on the street, you pose a common front, a united front. And this is what we need to do in the community and in the city and in the state. We need to stop airing our differences in front of the white man. Put the white man out of our meeting, number one, and then sit down and talk shop with each other. That's all you gotta do. I would like to make a few comments concerning the difference between the Black Revolution and the Negro Revolution. There's a difference. Are they both the same? And if they're not, what is the difference? What is the difference between a Black Revolution and a Negro Revolution? First, what is a revolution? Sometimes I'm inclined to believe that many of our people are using this word revolution loosely, without taking careful consideration what this word actually means and what its historic characteristics are. When you study the historic nature of revolutions, the motive of a revolution, the objective of a revolution, and the result of a revolution, and the methods used in a revolution, you may change words. You may devise another program. You may change your goal and you may change your mind. Look at the American Revolution in 1776. That revolution was for what? For land. How was it? Why did they want land? Independence. How was it carried out? Bloodshed. Number one, it was based on land, the basis of independence. And the only way they could get it was bloodshed. The French Revolution, what was it based on? The landless against the landlord. What was it for? Land. How did they get it? Bloodshed. Was no love lost. Was no compromise. Was no negotiation. I'm telling you, you don't know what our revolution is. Because when you find out what it is, you'll get back in the alley. You'll get out of the way. Come on, man. The Russian Revolution. What was it based on? Land. The landless against the landlord. How did they bring it about? Bloodshed. You haven't got a revolution that doesn't involve bloodshed. And you're afraid to bleed. I said you're afraid to bleed. Long as the white man sent you to Korea, you bled. He sent you to Germany, you bled. He sent you to the South Pacific to fight the Japanese, you bled. You bleed for white people. But when it comes time to seeing your own churches being bombed and little black girls murdered, you haven't got no blood. You bleed when the white man says bleed. You bite when the white man says bite. And you bark when the white man says bark. I hate to say this about us, but it's true. How are you going to be nonviolent in Mississippi as violent as you were in Korea? How can you justify being nonviolent in Mississippi and Alabama when your churches are being bombed and your little girls are being murdered, and at the same time you're going to get violent with Hitler and Tojo and somebody else that you don't even know? If violence is wrong in America, violence is wrong abroad. If it's wrong to be violent, defending black women and black children and black babies and black men, then it's wrong for America to draft us and make us violent abroad in defense of her. The Chinese Revolution. They wanted land. They threw the British out, along with the Uncle Tom Chinese. Yeah, they did. They set a good example. When I was in prison, I read an article, and don't be shocked when I say I was in prison. You're still in prison. That's what America means, prison. When I was in prison, I read an article in Life magazine showing a little Chinese girl, 9 years old. Her father was on his hands and knees, and she was pulling the trigger. Because he was an Uncle Tom Chinaman. Yeah. When they had the revolution over there, they took a whole generation of Uncle Toms.
Right.
Just wiped them out.
Yeah, right.
And within 10 years, that little girl became a full-grown woman. No more Toms in China. And today is one of the toughest, roughest, most feared countries on this earth. By the white man. Because there are no Uncle Toms over there. Of all our studies, history is best qualified to reward all research. And when you see that you got problems, all you have to do is examine the historic method used all over the world by others who had problems similar to yours. And once you see how they got theirs straight, then you know how you can get yours straight.